Okay, welcome back, everyone. This to the second hour of Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. Couldn't even remember where we were there for a minute. No, I know where we are. We're in Clearwater, Florida, and wherever you are, I had the joy of talking to the CEO of Starcom Radio Network that has our shows, this show that we do every Sunday, and also our Thursday night life coaching show, which is Go Yard with me, Mama Mac, that's my other name, and Dr. Angel Falzoni from our ministry, PhD, licensed mental health counselor. That show airs every Thursday at 6:06 Eastern. And Ed Till, the CEO of Starcom Radio Network, carries both of those shows, and they play at least once and sometimes multiple times during the week on StarcomRadioNetwork.com. Two new cities have been added recently to Starcom Radio Network, so we're now up to about 33 cities and some different countries, etc. So check us out on StarcomRadioNetwork.com. And we are so happy to be a part of that great network. So welcome back to the second hour of Living the Good Life. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister, along today, members of our radio team, Nathan Burton, who just signed off but was here for the first hour, and Cindy Logan up in Indiana from my church that I pastored up there. Also, you've been a Beaconite for quite a while, Cindy, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
You were living down here for a while, and you were actually in church with us here, weren't you? Besides being in church in Indiana.
Yeah, amazingly, I found you and reunited with the church, and that goes back to about 2010.
Okay.
So ongoing now for the last 5 years.
Yeah. And you've been on the air with us for over a year. And,
a year now.
Yeah, part of our radio team, and we're excited about that. Betty from up in Indiana, Betty Thomas, is going to join us here in just a moment also as we continue this discussion. But we want to welcome everyone to use our prayer line. We are getting more and more people using it and finding out about it. It's free, no obligation. It is an email prayer line. It's for anybody, anywhere who needs prayer. Cindy, you have used our prayer line many times through all these years that we've had it, haven't you? And can you just give a little comment about it?
I have, and I do, no matter what the prayer need is, big or small. Anybody that I know that I'm touched by that needs prayer, I send it to the prayer team right away.
Right.
Our prayer warriors are more than willing to get on their knees and take it to the cross. And
amen.
I'm eyewitness to miracles.
Oh.
Anything I've ever asked for in prayer, God has answered.
He does.
He answers those prayers.
Yes.
And we get the praise reports every time we send them out. We get the praise reports back from the people saying how God has answered.
Oh, so, absolutely. It's crazy.
Prayer work.
And sometimes during the day, we get multiple requests during the day. We can go a day or two without a request, but a lot of people are using the prayer line. You can be a part of the prayer team. Again, no obligation for you to be a part of Beacon of Hope, but you can be a part of this prayer team that is international now. And in order to join it, or in order to send your request in, write this email address down. It's very simple. prayers@BOHM, which stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries, BOHMglobal.com. I'm going to give it to you again. prayers@BOHMglobal.com. Our email address is very simply BOHMglobal@gmail.com. Me personally, pastor@BOHMglobal.com. So that is a way to reach us. Be a part of the prayer team. Join it. Pastor Jim, my associate pastor, and Betty, who's coming on, and Shell. Betty from the Indiana group, and Shell from right here in our Clearwater ministry. Write these prayers, all three of them, and take these requests to God. And our prayer team gets a chance by email to join in those prayers. So we welcome you to get on board with the prayer ministry at Beacon of Hope. Prayers at BOHMglobal.com. beaconofhope.com. Also, one more reminder of our Go Yard Life Coaching show. It is really a counseling type show. It is an hour on Thursday nights from 6:06 p.m. to 7 Eastern Time. And again, it is carried by Ed on StarcomRadioNetwork.com, different times during the week. You can catch Go Yard there and also this show, Living the Good Life, StarcomRadioNetwork.com. Let's go to a song. Here we go. Good one. Really good one. A Strange Way to Save the World by the group For Him. Then Betty will join us.
I'm sure he must have been surprised at where this road had taken him. 'Cause never in a million lives would he have dreamed of Bethlehem. And standing at the manger, he saw with his own eyes the message from the angel come alive. And Joseph said, why me? I'm just a simple man of trade. Why him with all the rulers in the world? Why inside this stable filled with hay? Why her? She's just an ordinary girl. And now I'm not one to second guess what angels have to say. But this is such a strange way to save the world. How it could have been if Jesus had come as he deserved. There would have been no Bethlehem, no lowly shepherds at his birth. But Joseph knew the reason love had to reach so far. And as he held the Savior in his arms, he must have thought, why me? I'm just a simple man of trade. Why him with all the rulers in the world? Why inside this stable filled with hay? Why her? She's just an ordinary girl. And now I'm not a one to second guess what angels have to say. But this is such a strange way to save the
praise God. What a strange way, a strange way to save the world. But it was God's way. It was God's plan. Ann, you have something there?
Yes, it's entitled, He Came to Save the World.
Amen.
Many, many people can't really understand how the birth of a babe would save all who choose to receive. Jesus grew up into being a powerful man. Will of this precious gift you now believe? The way that he saves the world with his life is by giving his life to help you become free. Will you receive this gift at this celebratory time? Will you now believe of this truthful story? The choice is yours. Will you choose to accept this gift? The gift of this king is the best gift you can receive. What will you do with this information you now have? Will you of this awesome gift choose to believe?
Amen.
And I just wanted to say it's interesting in this poem that he inspired. There's six different questions.
There's a lot of questions.
There's a lot of questions in there. And, you know, you guys have already talked, you know, it's by choice.
Right.
Do you choose to believe? Do you choose to receive?
Puts it right back on each personal responsibility. And here we have Mary in Luke chapter 1. And we were talking about how the angel Gabriel comes to her and talks to her. And, you know, Mary chooses to believe. Mary chooses to be the vessel that God the Father has chosen her to be. You know, the angel says, I've got a surprise for you, and you're going to be carrying the Messiah. And in verse 34, Mary says to the angel, and this is Luke 1, but how? And in the original Greek, what that word meant was, how shall this be? Not, how could that possibly happen? That's ridiculous. It is not that. In the original Greek, it's this, how shall this be? In other words, how are you going to do it? You know, hey, this is cool. How are you going to do this? And she says, I've never even slept with a man. And the angel answered, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. Verse 35 of Luke 1, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the highest will hover over you. Therefore, the child you bring to birth will be called Holy Son of God. And right there, Mary has the explanation given to her by Gabriel. This is a God thing, Mary. You know, so often we try to figure things out in our terms. You know, how could this be? Or what do you mean? I mean, God, you couldn't use me. You know, Cindy talked to us about this. And God is very clear here. And he says, very simply, God the Father's going to do this. He's going to hover over you and impregnate you with the seed of the Messiah. A miracle, in other words, a surprise, like the angel said. Woo, Cindy, I don't know about you, but that blesses me. Wow.
Well, it does. And, you know, we often question that, too, when we know God's will and we know his plans, and he has shown us what his plans are for us. And we question that, too. How is he going to do it? How is he going to go about it?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, how's he really going to make that happen?
Right.
We can't, you know, we can't see it, but we know it's true. We as believers know his word is true, and that
right.
He's going to do what he says he's going to do, but we still question.
Oh, yeah.
How in the world is he going to pull that off? or in what manner is he going to do this? Who is he going to use?
Right.
Who is he going to use? In our life to make this happen. You know, he uses, a lot of times we don't have a clue how he's going to go about something.
Right, exactly.
But on hindsight, when we look back at the person he may use in our life to change a situation or to get through to us, are sometimes the most unlikely people
right.
are unlikely.
He does, doesn't he? Yeah, he does.
He's got a cool way of surprising us like that with the most unlikely circumstance.
Well, and that's so true. I love that concept that you're talking about, because God did not just use an ordinary couple, a husband and a wife, to have a child. Instead, he does this great surprise and does an absolute miracle by causing the Holy Spirit to impregnate her somehow. We don't know how that happened. We don't have to know how that happened. It's a miracle, and it's a surprise. He said, this is going to be a surprise. God's going to do this. And, you know, it is so cool that it's not done with any way we can figure it out. Don't you think that's cool, Cindy? Because we want to always have the answer. How did that happen? Well, let me figure it out, you know?
Yeah, so when he does that, those big things in our life, those miracles, he does it in a way so that us and everybody around us knows it's him.
Right.
There's no doubt about it, no question about it. It was a miracle, and it was God. There's no other way that man could have made this happen.
Right.
And that's what he does in our life sometimes and in our prayers when he answers them. So that when we get the answer, we know that we know it was God. There was no other way.
Absolutely, because he loves these surprises, okay? He loves to get the glory. It's all about the glory. You know, when the shepherds had that visit from the angel, and which we'll talk about next week, the whole goal of that was for God to get the glory, you know, and they sang glory to God in the highest. You know, the angels did. Glory to God in the highest. Peace on earth. It's all about God getting the glory. It's all about God intervening in our natural circumstances to bring about his plan in his perfect timing for his purpose. That's what it's all about. And so often we struggle with the circumstances, and we want it to fit into our own thinking and our own little box of the way things should be, don't we, Cindy?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that way.
We try to control it. We try to control it and make it all happen. And then we just end up messing it up anyway when we got our hands all in it and don't leave it to him.
Oh, totally. And so cool how Mary responds. And as we kind of counter this with how Zachariah responded in unbelief to the point that God shut his mouth for all those months so he wouldn't speak negativity, Mary here explodes. It's almost like Mary just overflows with the praises of God. And in verse 36 of Luke 1, one of my favorite verses in the Bible, and here's what the angel says to Mary. Did you know that your cousin Elizabeth has conceived a son, old as she is? Everyone called her barren, and here she is 6 months pregnant. Now, the angel announces this to Mary, and more than likely, Mary didn't even know it because they didn't have cell phones or any way. They didn't even have the Pony Express. So we have no way of knowing if Mary knew this or not. But it makes it sound like Mary did not know. You know, that's how it appears here, that Mary did not know. Because the angel says, this is what happened. Your cousin Elizabeth's pregnant. And then the next line, I love this, nothing you see is impossible with God. And that is a quote out of Jeremiah. And in Jeremiah 32:26, it says this, is there anything, God says to Jeremiah, is there anything I can't do? And Jesus even quotes this right here in Matthew chapter 19:26. There's nothing that's impossible with God, you know? But it's very interesting here that the angel is very clear about telling Mary what's going on with Elizabeth. And then he says, see, nothing is impossible. Got two miracles going on here, not just Mary, but also Elizabeth. Betty, are you on the line with us?
Yes, ma'am, I am here.
Hey, good to hear your voice.
Hi, Betty. Hi, Cindy. Hi, Nan.
Yes. Yes, isn't this cool? Nothing is impossible with God. You're a walking miracle about that, Betty, with everything you've been through physically, open heart surgery and everything. Nothing is impossible with God, is there?
Nothing. I am a firm believer that nothing is impossible.
Right.
He is a miracle-working God, and, you know, it shows through Luke that he is a miracle-working God. And I think that, just listening to the show, that he uses ordinary people.
Yes, he does.
Like you and I.
Right.
Like Nan and Cindy and all of our listeners, is that Mary was just, she was just an ordinary.
Yes. We lost you. You there? Where are you?
I'm here.
Okay, we lost you there for a second. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. That he uses ordinary people. He takes the ones who are sold out, that they love God with all of their heart, and that all they want to do is please him. And I think that's what it's important to remember, is that all things are possible, you know, with God. And without God, where would we be?
Whoa, amen. Amen. Cindy, you want to comment on that before we go to this next song?
No, not really. I mean, I'm just taking it all in and affirming and
good.
You're nodding my head in agreement that, you know, we're all just ordinary people. Every day, common people. I mean, who'd have thought, you know, that we'd be sitting here on the radio together after
right.
many, many years in the ministry together so long ago.
Right.
This was not our plan.
No.
We didn't design this. God had it planned all along how he was going to bring us all back together.
Yes.
And put us all together on this radio team. You know, it's just so cool the way he just uses ordinary people to do his work. And it can be anybody. And that's all he's looking for is a willing heart. A
Amen.
Willing vessel, somebody to say, I love you, God, and I'm willing, you know, to let you pour your Holy Spirit through me and do these things for you.
That is exactly right. You know, I am amazed about that, too. Here we are, the three of us, back from my church in Indiana back in the late 80s, early 90s. And here we are in the year 2015. And how God, that's so cool, Cindy, how God has done that, because he is continually looking for willing vessels. And Mary was the epitome of that willing vessel. We got to do this song right now. I am so excited to do this. Mary, did you know? And let's just let this sink down. And did you know this, Mary? I believe Mary knew a lot more than we will ever know till we get to heaven. I think God prepared her heart in advance, and God had a surprise for her, and I don't think she was that shocked about all this. So let's hear this song and get you both of your take on this on the other side of it.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would someday walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you've delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you've kissed your little baby, then you the face of God. Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know? The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead baby boy is Lord of all creation. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy was heaven's perfect lamb? This sleeping child you're holding is the great I am.
Praise God, the great I am. That's who he is. Woo! Praise God, that's who he is, the great I am. I love that song, Mary, did you know? Going back to Luke 1, and then we'll bring Cindy and Betty back in here. when the angel says, nothing you see is impossible with God, in verse 38 of Luke 1, Mary responds to that. She does not say, oh, that's impossible. What do you mean nothing's impossible with God? Oh, you don't even, you know, she doesn't argue. She accepts, and here's what she says, and I love this, the way it is written in the New American Standard. Behold, the bond slave of the Lord, be it done to me according to your word. Be it done to me according to your word. And Mary accepts that what this preposterous, almost crazy surprise that the angel has announced to her is happening right then. It's happening. She's being impregnated with the Son of God. She just says, okay, then, I'm a servant. I'm a bondslave of you, Almighty God. Be it done to me according to your word. Betty, talk to us about that. Then we'll go to Cindy.
Well, I think that, you know, all of the years that we've studied Luke and the Christmas story,
right,
so to speak, is that Mary was such a willing servant.
Oh, yes.
That, you know, that song just, in fact, I was whooping it up in the house when I heard you were playing it, because it that song says so much.
It does.
To us today. That could you imagine Mary knowing that she was carrying the great I am, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? I would have been so blessed to be able to do that, but to know that you were going to, you know, you were going to deliver the Savior that was going to save the world.
Right.
I mean, it was just... would be more for me. It would be more than I could handle. So God chose her,
right,
because He knew that she would be able to withstand what was going to transpire, you know, within the next few months with traveling and all of this. I mean, God prepares us so much for,
doesn't He? Yes,
in our life, and
yes,
that we are sometimes, if we would just listen.
Mm-hmm.
And hear what He has to say, we would probably have much clearer direction.
Oh, yeah.
But I think we're so busy, you know, like this time of year, we're so busy with things that we can't take the time to listen. And Mary seemed like she always took time to spend time with the Lord and listen.
I think that her heart was definitely prepared for this. I really do. I think she was... kind of anticipating, when's it going to happen? When's the surprise coming? What is it going to be? You know, how quick is this going to happen in my life? Whatever she may not have had any idea what it was, but she knew God was going to use her for something. And, you know, we need to all have that anticipation.
Yep.
God, whatever it is you have for me, I am ready for this next season. I am ready to move forward in my walk with you. I am ready to just say, yes, Lord, be it done to me according to your word. What you have for me, I want to walk through that open door. And Mary had that attitude. Her mouth didn't have to be shut like Zachariah. She was willing and able and ready. Talk to me, Cindy. Whoa, this just blesses me. And it calls me to a greater moment of surrender. Yes, Lord, whatever you have, there I am. You know?
Yeah, until we get that attitude in our heart to say that to God, I am ready, God, for that next level. I'm ready for whatever you have for
yes.
me. I am willing to walk that path. I am personally in anticipation of excitement of wanting to know what's next in store. What does God have for me? What is He going to do with my life? How is He going to use me to bless others or bring others into the kingdom? But until we have that anticipation and that willingness, we just walk around aimlessly.
Right.
If we're not willing to ask God to... you know, to show us and use us. I think when we're not prepared to have that attitude He prepares us along the way. You know, like we're busy, we're working, we're not focusing on God, we're not really asking for Him to direct us. Even though that's going on and we're not willing and we're not ready, He still puts us through circumstances that will strengthen us.
Yes.
And prepare us.
Yes,
He
does.
He can use those situations and use us in a way that at the same time, He still is preparing our heart.
He is.
It's like He takes the bad and turns it into something good.
And, exactly. And those things that seem bad at the time, don't you think, Cindy? A lot of times they are just preparation and they are just getting
right.
us stronger.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Those are just things that He uses for preparation to strengthen us, to get us ready for the bigger things that He has in store.
Right. Absolutely. Woo, Betty, talk to us about this.
Well, mighty, mighty strong words, Cindy. I think that it's not, you know, I'm sure our listeners are thinking, well, how difficult is this to be able to surrender, to be able to have a servant's heart? It's as easy as asking, Lord, help me. Help
right.
me to be who You want me to be. Let me speak what You want me to speak. Let me hear what You want me to hear. And it's not rocket science. It's just, I mean, it's that easy of just talking to Him like we're talking right now on the
right.
radio.
Right.
It amazes me over the last few weeks in my own life of how God has taken my trial that I thought was a trial, but He's turning it into a testimony.
Yes, amen.
And I think that that's what Mary is doing.
Right.
Is Mary is so excited. I mean, there is such anticipation of the coming King that she could, I don't know how she contained herself. I mean, she had to be such a self-controlled servant of God. You know, it's like, you know who I'm carrying, you know. It's just like if one she told one person, then the next person would tell another person.
Well,
I mean, it's amazing to me how she held that in.
Well, look at verse 39, and I'm going to tell you how she did it.
Okay, well, you tell me. You tell me
that. As soon as the angel leaves her, Mary doesn't waste a moment. She got up and traveled to a town in Judah in the hill country straight to Zachariah's house and greeted her cousin Elizabeth. That's what Mary did. She took action immediately. Here's the point. When we sincerely believe and say, God, I choose to believe what You're saying to me. I choose to move forward with the plan that You have for my life. I do surrender to Your will for my life. Belief results in action, okay? When we can say all day that we believe, and if we don't do something about that, let's say I believe God with all my heart, but we don't have any desire to read the Bible or to study it. I believe that God's my Savior. I believe that I want to live the way He wants me to live, but we never pick up our Bible. We never get in with a group of believers and worship and really learn about God. Then what is our belief anyway? That's the book of James, you know. I mean, what is it, really? There must be action, okay? Belief caused action in Mary. It says here in the Message Bible, Mary didn't waste a minute. I don't know what she told her family. She just said, I got to go see Elizabeth or I'm leaving town. Got to go. Packed a bag and she was gone. And she got up and traveled to a town in Judah in the hill country, straight to Zachariah's house. Now, how'd she get there? She walked. You know, I mean, we're talking, there wasn't a quick airplane she could grab. You know, there wasn't probably anything. Maybe she had a donkey. Maybe she didn't. But whatever, she went and she greeted Elizabeth. Talk to me about that, Cindy.
I was sitting here thinking about myself when you made that statement. I got to go. You know, sometimes when God calls us to do something, we just got to go. We just drop everything. And that doesn't matter what those around us think. We just got to go where the calling is.
Yes.
I could just see her so wanting to share that excitement of both of their pregnancies
right.
together.
Yeah.
Together with her cousin. There was nothing that was going to hold her back.
No.
From getting there and sharing that experience with Elizabeth. They both could rejoice in what God was doing.
It doesn't
in their lives.
Absolutely. It doesn't say she sat down with her family and they took a vote. You know, it doesn't say that she prayed about it for a month and then, well, whatever. Maybe I'll go. Maybe I won't. So often I think that we make mistakes in our Christian life by not acting on what God tells us to do right away, because the doubt starts in. Betty, talk to me about this. The devil, I'm sorry, guys, my throat, but the devil has a way of coming in with doubt and fear and anxiety and panic to try to stop us from acting on what we know is God's voice to us. Betty, talk to me.
Well, I'm a walking testimony to that. After surgery, I went through a phase, which I haven't shared with a lot of people, that I didn't read the word. I didn't pray. I couldn't listen to Christian music. And it all came to a head when I was still trying to listen if God wanted to talk to me. But I didn't listen to my, you know, at night I would listen to my Bible app. And it just boiled down to one thing that you had said to me, is that I'm praying for you. And no matter what the circumstances, and I know this is an old song.
From Cornerstone.
You still see, the Lord is still working in you.
Right.
And it hit home, but I had to hit bottom. It's time that I get back into the prayer ministry.
Right.
It's been very hard for me to grasp, and I'm just now doing it, of what God did for me. God gave me new life.
Yes, he did.
And I had asked before the surgery, I've always wanted to be more like Jesus. And I asked him right before the surgery, I said, Lord, created me a clean heart.
Amen. Amen.
Created me a heart.
Yeah.
That will serve you and serve you only.
Right.
Give me a heart that is pure. Because that's where the Lord talks to us through, I believe, through our heart.
Well, that's what he did with Mary. Yeah.
And he did. And it's like, okay, I go in for a cardiac cath and come out with a triple bypass.
Right.
And I said, thanks. Thanks, I said, you have taken me into a new realm of believing.
Right.
These last few months. And I have you, Pastor, to thank for that, because I don't know where I would be without the prayers of God's people and the prayers of or the leadership of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Absolutely.
Just like God led Mary to Elizabeth, he will lead you where he wants you to go.
Amen. Yes, he will.
And no matter what road you go down, if you depend on the Lord Jesus Christ, it may not happen immediately. It may take a week. It may take a month. It may take a year. But you have to stand firm, stand strong, and stand up to the devil and let him know that you are a child of God.
Amen.
You're not going to take this.
That's right.
You are so right on. So right on.
It's belief requires action, and it causes action in our hearts if we choose to allow that. Cindy, comment on this before we get to this next song.
Well, you know, we have to take action to not only show our belief, but to share that faith with others.
Right.
Others have to see our actions. We can talk, we can preach, we can, you know, we can advise others, but until they see us living out those words and acting in faith in our daily lives, you know, we don't get a whole lot. They're not going to put a whole lot of credit into
right.
what we're saying if
right.
they don't see the action and the results. our action brings results. It brings the answers to our prayers. It brings God to act when we take action.
Oh, amen.
On our behalf, you know. That's how we get the results, is taking the action and the belief and putting it out there and asking God to show up, and he does. And then everyone around us sees the results of all of that, and then, you know, it helps them believe.
Oh, absolutely.
This really works.
Well, you couldn't have said it any better, because look at the next line. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby in her womb leaped, and she was filled with the Holy Spirit and sang out exuberantly. And then for the next few verses in Luke 1, you have Elizabeth's song that she sings as a result of Mary's obedience. Oh, my. Wow, wow, wow. Listen to this song.
It must have been something.
It's the Messiah, Winona.
Being born in a manger. With the sheep from the fields and the stars shining over. It must have been something. Seeing three wise men on their knees before a newborn, with their eyes all aglow. In their hearts they know it's the Messiah. He's come at last. It's the Messiah. He's come at last. Must have been something. Speaking the word of your Father. With the promise of life and peace forever. Must have been something. Walk on the streets of Jerusalem. With the sins of the world on the innocence of a lamb. Soon everyone will know it's the Messiah.
Praise God, I love that song. It's the Messiah, he's come at last. And he did come over 2,000 years ago. He was born in a little stable. And the Son of God came to this earth. And he came to show us the Father. He came to show us that there could be forgiveness for our sin. That we could have a new life. That we could be all that God has planned for us to be. And he came through a vessel, Mary, because Mary was willing. Nan's got a poem, and then we're going back to Betty and Cindy here.
It's interesting. Part of this goes on with what you just got through saying, Pastor.
Okay.
My son came into the world in an interesting way, not in a well-built building to lay his head in. No, I chose to have him enter in a different way. That is how his human life was to begin. I chose the way that I orchestrated things. So do I in your life as you walk with me. You may not understand the way that I work, but trust me. Look to me with trust, then believe. During this Christmas season, always remember that your Messiah came in the form of a baby. He came into the earth to rescue you so that you can receive eternal life and be free.
Ah, very good. Wow, thanks, Nan. Love those poems. Okay, Betty, talk to us. What does that song do to you? Just reminds us of the greatness of God and his plan, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, and his love and mercies endure forever.
Amen.
And, you know, that's what Mary knew was going to happen, is that, you know, it was prophesied, you know, many years before this.
Right.
That what God had promised will never be forgotten.
Right.
That it will go on through the generation after generation, even after we're gone, that Jesus Christ is Lord, and that we need to really be aware of what God wants to do with us because
Amen.
Of the, you know, the uncertainty that comes with things that are going on in this world.
Right.
And that God is going to prepare you for something that you think, I can't do that. I am not prepared. Well, I don't think Mary knew, didn't think she would be, you know, good enough to be able to carry the Messiah.
Right.
But it's just like your calling is to go and minister to the world, is to be a pastor and to raise up radio stations and to bring people closer to Christ. And it's just like with Cindy and Nan, they have a purpose.
Right.
And they know where they're supposed to be.
Right.
But we still have those little hills and valleys that we go down that makes us not trust or believe.
Mm-hmm.
Our faith fails us a little bit.
Yeah.
That's when we come up out of those hills, that's what makes Satan so angry. It's like, oh, geez, here they come again.
Right, exactly.
It's because of our faith, our reading the Word, praising God like Mary did, you know, singing songs of praise, even when we don't feel like it.
Right.
It's a faith builder.
That's right.
It gets us faced up to the point.
There you go,
faith.
Cindy's term, faced up.
Word.
Yep.
Yep.
Faced up.
Yep, yep, yep. Be faced up enough to face what Satan has to throw at us, what the world has to throw at us, whether we're going through trials, tribulations, financial situations, God is with us. And
Amen.
If God be for us, people,
who can be against us? Amen. Cindy, you used that term faithed up several weeks ago on the air. And it has resonated in my heart ever since. The new series that we're going to start in a couple weeks here is entitled Faithed Up to Overflowing.
Ooh, I like that.
Uh-huh. And it is going to lead us right into Mexico, where I am going February 5th. Yeah. And I will tell you that God has new adventures in store for all of us. If we choose to follow him, like Mary did, Mary got up to, it says she didn't waste a minute. Guys, we have got to make the most of the time that we have here on this earth as long as we're here. Mary did that. She didn't waste a minute. She ran to her cousin Elizabeth, and when she got there, the baby, John the Baptist, in Elizabeth's womb, he leaped for joy, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. And it was like, because of Mary's obedience, then Elizabeth was blessed. Whoa. Talk to me about that, Cindy, and then we'll go back to Betty. Whoa. Praise God.
What I heard through the poem and in Betty speaking is We can find God in the most unusual places, in the most unusual circumstances, in the most unlikely people. So, you know, we have to keep our eyes open and be aware that, you know, what is the obvious is not always what is going on. God can show up in a circumstance where we don't even realize it's him.
That's right.
He uses the most unlikely people to speak to us.
Amen. Yes, he does.
For him to use us to speak to those people or to use us in situations where he wants to touch someone else.
Absolutely.
So we got to keep our eyes open and be aware that God can show up, you know, in the most unlikely places and circumstances. Sometimes we don't even know it's him.
Right.
Behind what's going on. But I would just like to encourage the listeners to be more aware of the people you encounter and the conversations and the circumstances and what God wants you to do.
Amen.
What he wants you to say, you know, his prompting, how he can use you in situations where you think they're impossible or
right.
that you can't have an effect. Because, as his word says, all things are possible, and he will use you in times where you think it's most unlikely that
that's right
that God is in a situation when he really is.
Amen. Amen. Woo! Talk to us about that, Betty. We're running out of time here, girls. Can't believe it's been 2 hours almost. So,
I think that Cindy is right on. Is that, you know, it may seem like that we're in a mucky situation, but you know what? God is there with you, like he was with Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego.
Right.
In the fiery.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't get any hotter than that.
Right.
When we think about, you know, the people, you know, throughout the Bible that were in very tumultuous situations, and God was right there to deliver them.
Amen.
And if you think, well, that was, you know, that was Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. That was Daniel. That was Noah. That was Jonah. But you have to remember is that your name is just as important to the Lord.
That's right.
As Daniel and Jonah and Moses, that your name is just as important to him as they were.
Absolutely.
And just like with Mary, God can give you something that you don't even think that you deserve. And you have to think outside that box.
Cool.
You have to be prepared for what God wants you to do. And at first, you may think, I ain't doing that. And like I said to my favorite pastor,
uh-huh.
I ain't going there.
Yeah, I bet you are. I think you and Cindy both are going, and maybe Nan too, going to Mexico sometime soon.
Yeah, that's right. But it may not be this time, but it may be.
But I think it is going to be soon. I do.
Another time. Because you have to prepare, God will prepare the way.
Right.
And that when you step into that arena, so to speak, or you step onto the field, or mm-hmm. you step in a situation where you think, oh Lord, I'm gonna fail,
right,
that's when he can carry you.
Absolutely.
And you'll see, yes Lord, I did have a purpose here, or that $5 that I gave that waitress, it did mean something to them.
Right.
It's just something that trivial that think, oh, God can't use me.
Mm-hmm.
Yes he can. Going and have a servant's heart.
You know, I think that is a huge takeaway from this show today. You know, we've all heard this story, you know, for so many years, but we need to apply it to ourselves. And in our own lives, what is God saying? He's saying, I'm going to open new doors of opportunity for you. I am going to bless you beyond your wildest dreams. I have a plan for you, like he did for Mary, like he did for Elizabeth, Zechariah, Joseph. these amazing people who said yes to the plan of God. And this is what I hear God saying in my heart right now today as we've had this wonderful, wonderful show. And, you know, you just need to meditate on this, that God loves each of us so very much. He's got surprises in store. He's got amazing blessings in store for every one of us if we choose to accept them, right? Betty and Cindy, I want to give you both an opportunity for a final word here before we wind down a couple minutes, and we got to get out of here for the next show, but talk to me. Cindy, go ahead.
I'd just like to wish everyone a Merry Christmas, all the listeners, and just receive what God has for each and every one of you with a willing and open heart. Ask him to come in and bless you with the gift of his love.
Amen.
And his forgiveness.
Yes.
It's free. It's free to all of us. He loves us all the same. The gift is for everyone. God is not a respecter of persons. It doesn't matter about your circumstances, what you've done, where you've been, where you came from. He loves us all the same.
Amen.
And keeping that in mind, just have a blessed and joyous Christmas season. And I'll see everybody next year.
All right. Okay, Cindy, thank you so much. Betty, final word here before we do our final. Go ahead.
Well, I'm going to repeat what it has in Luke 1 that says, and I say this for me, that I'm the most fortunate woman on earth and that his mercy flows in wave after wave on those who are in awe before him. And I just want to encourage the listeners to not give up.
Amen. Hang in there.
Hope.
That's right.
Hang in there. Hang tough.
That's right.
Hang on to his word.
Amen.
Maybe it's just the name of Jesus, but that word, the name Jesus, can hold tougher than any.
Amen.
His word is sharper than any two-edged sword. Get into it and find out what he wants from you.
I agree. Thank you, Betty and Cindy. You are a blessing, both of you, and Nathan, too. And Nan, it's been a great show. You can check out our website, bohmglobal.com, and find out. There's hundreds of our shows there. We're in our ninth year on this show. And check out our Thursday night show, Go Yard with Mama Mac. That's me and Dr. Angel. And that airs at 6:06 p.m. on this station on Thursday nights, and on StarcomRadioNetwork.com. Both shows are on different times during the week. If you're in one of those cities that you listen to us through StarcomRadioNetwork.com, check out the times there for your area where you are. And as always, this has been Pastor Marcia saying it's not far to Jesus. God bless you all. See you next week.
To his side. There's no